Tinakwe, good morning. This is Wātea News. The late Dun Mihaka is being described as someone whose actions helped to shape the nation. Mr. Mihaka died yesterday at the age of 81, after a lifetime of fighting efforts to colonise him in his own land. Te Rārua elder Hami Piripi says he was a descendant of Ruatara, one of the first Ngāpuhi leaders to become closely associated with Europeans. Raised in a once-were-warriors-type setting of alcohol and violence, he learned to read and write in prison and went on to write two books about Māori protest and sovereignty. Mr. Piripi says he was in court the day Mr. Mihaka refused to speak English to the judge.
It was that stand that shifted the court's thinking and the court's ability to respond to our particular needs to accepting the status of Te Reo Māori as a language of use. And the judge would say to him, yes, but, you know, I know very well that you can speak English. And he would say, and so making a stand like that takes guts, and it always enrages the system, which is what he was able to do. He was the guy who showed his bum to the royalty and got away with it. It's true he was arrested, but he's been remembered for it.
Te Ringa Mangu Dun Mihaka has been taken to Parawhenua Marae in the Bay of Islands. Mui mai, mui mai, mui mai rā. E te rangatira. National is backing Labor's bid to crack down on the spread of vaping among young people. Labor says it will cap the number of vape stores nationally to 600. All retailers, including dairies, must obtain a licence to sell vaping products, and those who sell to Tauhi will be fined up to $15,000. National's health spokesperson Shane Letty says that could have been done already through his supplementary order paper to the Smoke-Free Amendment Act earlier this year.
We need to see the implementation, what that implementation looks like, and that's part of the detail that we need to see. But we do support the general direction of travel as we understand it.
Labor leader Chris Hipkins says while the government had taken a number of steps to curb youth vaping, such as banning disposable vapes and stopping new retailers from opening their kura, marae and schools, it was clear more needs to be done. And an expert in social security and welfare law says too many Māori are not getting benefits they're entitled to. Victoria University law lecturer Marmarie Stevens says while technically the system treats everyone the same, research shows Māori are missing out. Getting their full entitlement would go a long way towards helping people avoid poverty traps.
There might be a particular benefit that you might apply for, but there could be other things, other means of support, special needs grants or other kinds of support that could be kind of added on to that core basic support, and caseworkers may not be aware of in some cases or pushing for the full entitlements.
Marmarie Stevens, she says when the economy goes through tough times, Māori are the first to miss out. And Te Hoa Mā, that's Wātea News.